אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Attacks on Israel from Gaza continued throughout the week. On Thursday, Palestinians launched dozens of balloons carrying arson devices and small explosives across the border, causing at least 26 fires in southern Israel. The IDF conducted a second round of airstrikes on Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip on Friday after 6 rockets were fired into Israel overnight. Arson balloons from Gaza sparked 23 fires in Israel yesterday. The president of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, yesterday issued a decree formally abolishing the law boycotting Israel and allowing trade and financial agreements between the two nations. This allows over 50 companies who have been operating in the Emirates to show their faces publicly. Tomorrow, a delegation from Jerusalem is due to arrive in Abu Dhabi in wake of August 13th's normalization agreement. Border police on Thursday demolished a newly erected illegal outpost on an isolated hilltop in the West Bank after a small group of teenagers and families set up 7 caravans on the site. The hastily constructed outpost, located in the Binyamin area north of Jerusalem, was called Ma'alei Shai after Rabbi Shai Ohayon, 39, who was stabbed to death in Petah Tikva on Wednesday in an apparent terrorist attack. At his funeral on Thursday, Rabbi Ohayon was described as a quiet, humble man. The attacker, a Palestinian who had a permit to work in Israel, was arrested shortly after the attack with the bloody knife in his hand. The High Court of Justice on Thursday ordered the demolition of 36 buildings in Mitzpeh Kramim, a central West Bank outpost that were built on private Palestinian land. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was saddened by the decision. In a 2-1 decision, the panel of judges approved the use of a legal tactic endorsed by Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, known as market regulation, which grants retroactive legalization to outpost homes built on Palestinian land so long as they were constructed in good faith. Legal experts say the judge's authorization could lead to the legalization of nearly 2,000 homes in the West Bank. However, Justices Esther Hayut and Hanan Meltzer ruled that the tactic could not be used to legalize Mitzpeh Kramim, as the Defense Ministry official responsible for earmarking the land on which the outpost was built closed his eyes to avoid seeing the many warning signs that brought to his attention over the years, including the fact that the outpost was established on private Palestinian land. The weekly protests outside the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem resumed last night, with thousands in attendance, along with protests at 310 sites around the country. The protesters comprised different groups with a range of demands, including complaints about the government's handling of the economy in the corona crisis and those protesting government corruption. Last weekend's protest included numerous complaints of police violence, including against Jerusalem Chief Superintendent Niso Guetta, who was filmed shoving and hitting a protester in the rally. Last night, both police and protesters promised restraint. One group of protesters are those demanding better protection for women and enforcement of laws protecting women from domestic violence. This group grew after a gang rape of a 16-year-old girl in Eilat more than 2 weeks ago. 17 suspects have been arrested. This week, protesters were joined by members of the Hasidic Bratslav sect, who are demanding that they be allowed to travel to Uman in the Ukraine for Rosh Hashanah. Outraged by the Israeli government's efforts to prevent the annual pilgrimage, the Bratslav sect said on Thursday that it would never again support Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ultra-Orthodox politicians have threatened to walk out from the coalition if the decision is not reversed. Ukraine formally announced on Wednesday that from midnight on Friday, no foreign nationals would be allowed to enter the country. The announcement was made at Israel's request, for the fear that the gathering of thousands of worshippers would allow easy transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Dozens of worshippers were held up for 17 hours at a Ukrainian airport on Thursday as they attempted, and eventually succeeded, in reaching their destination before the ban came into effect on Friday at midnight. 10 further flights from Israel did succeed in helping the Hasidim reach the pilgrimage site, which was by Friday already packed with worshippers who weren't wearing face masks, staying outdoors, or observing social distancing. Israel's infection rate continues to grow, and the number of deaths has now reached 906. The ultra-Orthodox and Arab sectors are most hard hit. In both cases, crowded living conditions contribute to the spread of the virus. In the Arab sector, there's a particular problem with weddings, with large numbers of guests spreading over several days. Reception halls are all closed, so the celebrations are taking place in private homes, leading to close physical contact and the rapid spread of the virus. The legislation to grant funding to schools to deal with the coronavirus pandemic did not reach a planned Knesset vote on Wednesday night after the coalition failed to gather enough lawmakers to support the bill ahead of the week-long summer recess, which began on Wednesday night. The vote will now be delayed until after the school year begins on Tuesday. With only 2 days to go, many teachers say they do not have the resources to follow the government's guidelines on how to safely open schools. The lack of emergency funding means that no programs for children with special needs will be able to begin. Some localities are not prepared to run the school bus system, as their current setup would breach the guidelines, and thousands of children will not be able to get to school without public transport. The ancillary staff being brought in to allow students to work in small groups complain they've not been given adequate training, and teachers may yet choose to strike over all the issues they face, including a threat to cut their already low salaries if they teach fewer face-to-face hours due to the arrangements. It is still not known if schools in areas designated as red with high rates of corona infection will be allowed to open at all. The decision about a possible lockdown over the High Holy Days will only be made on September 10th, after schools have been back for a week. The 107th edition of the Tour de France got underway on the French Riviera yesterday, 2 months later than planned. Competing for the first time was Israel's startup nation, with a team that includes the first Israeli to ride the tour, 26-year-old Guy Niv, who said that riding for Israel was the fulfillment of his life's dream. Niv is the only Israeli in the team, which also includes an Irishman, Germans, Poles, Belgians, French, and a Latvian cyclist. An intense heat wave has overtaken most parts of the country and will not ease until tomorrow. Temperatures will reach 47 degrees in some places. The Health Ministry urged the elderly and those with pre-existing health conditions to remain indoors, refrain from unnecessary physical exertion, and drink lots of water. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.